It's been a long time since an Oscar for Best Original Score was some of the biggest news to come out of an Academy Awards ceremony, but it certainly was this year when the glass ceiling broke and a woman prevailed as the winner for the very first time. The woman in question, Hildur Guðnadóttir, who won for her intensely evocative score for Joker. No doubt cheers erupted around the world and the room itself, full of stars, sprang instantly to a standing ovation. But no one other than Hildur herself could have been more excited than her mother. Ingveldur Ólafsdóttir, Hildur's mother, was in the room when the announcement was made, and I have her on the line now. Hello.
Hello. But actually, there was one person who was a little bit more excited. That was her son, 7 years old, Kauri.
Oh, and he was there also.
He was, yeah, we sat together, and he was so excited. He couldn't eat the whole day.
Oh, my goodness.
And the funniest thing happened. He lost one tooth just before Hildur got the award. And I said to Hildur, I think he has won the biggest golden trophy for his tooth from the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what was it like, aside from him losing his tooth, in that moment when Hildur's name was called out on that storied Hollywood stage?
It was even bigger than I thought. But I decided to kind of put my camera on my grandson to take a picture of his reaction. And when they announced her name, I kind of froze for like a few seconds. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm taking a picture, but I'm not doing it. And then I took two pictures, and then both of us screamed so hard.
Oh, it's just amazing. A really incredible achievement. Tell us a bit about her journey getting there. Is it true that you sold your car to buy her first cello?
Yeah, I sold my car and took a loan.
Oh, my goodness.
I was a single mom with two children, and I had to sometimes have three jobs to meet and meet. The question was I going to buy a cello for her or a new car? I think the cello is a better choice because my daughter could have a better career if she gets a new instrument.
Well, it turns out you were absolutely right.
Yes, I think so.
From what I gather, though, Hildur's focus hasn't necessarily been on film scoring, but more on other kinds of music creation. Can you tell us about that?
But, well, Hildur has been actually making music for movies and TV series longer than people think, actually.
Oh.
But Hildur's choice actually has been like doing all kinds of things. She didn't want to be stuck in one type of career.
And she's been involved in a lot of experimental music, is that correct?
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah, and experimental instrument making.
Yes, tell us a bit about that. It's so interesting, these wild sort of electroacoustic cellos that she's been playing.
Yeah, she has been working with two guys on different types of cellos for some time, and she loves that. That's her favorite. She has been looking for new sounds for such a long time with new instruments, kind of typical for her to make music out of sounds from the environment.
I see. And
I would say,
and then
yeah.
She used one of those instruments for Joker, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Dórafón, it's called.
Yeah. Dórafón, yeah. Now, I called my aunt the other day in Iceland, and one of the first things she said to me was, "We have an Oscar." So
yeah,
clearly
exactly.
This is a big moment for Iceland. What are you sensing about the reaction over there?
The reaction in Iceland is like the national team has been like winning the Olympic Games or something. The whole country was totally behind her. It was so beautiful. And actually, Hildur didn't realize how much support she was getting from Iceland because she was so busy with her interviews and all those things that when you all of a sudden come famous, she has been quite busy with that.
I'm sure.
So, and she was really surprised, but actually, it was like, yeah, she was the world champion, actually.
I think they should have a parade for her and everybody do the Viking clap when she comes to Reykjavik next.
Yeah, they want to do it, and the president wants to cheer her and welcome her when she comes to Iceland.
Now, it seems that Iceland is enjoying an incredible amount of exposure for a country with only 360,000 people. You've got international stars like, of course, Björk and Sigur Rós, but now also Víkingur Ólafsson, the great pianist. There's Ólafur Arnalds and, of course, your daughter Hildur. And I know the water in Iceland is very special, but what is going on there?
Of course, the water is good, but I don't think that's the reason. It's hard to tell, maybe it's like when you live in a small village, people are recognizing you. So people might support them more, as you could say that Iceland is the whole nation is kind of like a small village. But I don't know. Maybe it's the water.
Maybe it is, after all. Any idea of what is coming up next for Hildur after all of this excitement?
No, she just wants to relax and think about things. Of course, she has got lots and lots of all kinds of exciting offers, but she hasn't accepted any of it because she is still traveling and she is still doing panels and, you know, so she's still quite busy doing that. It's a lot of work, actually. It has been really more work than I thought it would be.
More work winning awards than actually writing the music, maybe.
Yeah, actually, all those interviews and all those things, events and stuff, it's been a lot of work. So it has been really hard for her to plan, like, go on a vacation and take a break. She's always doing something around this shall we say, newfound fame.
Yes. Well, it is very well deserved, and congratulations to her and to you.
But I can tell you, though, Hildur studied, actually, she was in kindergarten in Toronto.
Was she?
Yeah. I studied opera singing and theater in Toronto the year 1987, and Hildur was with me. So she was, we lived in Toronto for 1 year, and we loved it.
So we have a connection. That is amazing.
Absolutely. We have always a special thing with Toronto. We loved it.
Well, thank you so much, Ingveldur. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathleen.